Caught the game with Joey, my son, again last Saturday. Guy, tell them, what happened on Saturday?
We defeated Newcastle United 4-1 at the Emirates Stadium.
So that takes us up to how many wins this year?
This is our sixth win in the Premier League.
Which of the players stood out the most for you in this game?
Saka, Odegaard, Jorginho, Havertz, Emile Smith Rowe. How many goals are we supposed to score to give 3 points higher?
Ah, Joey, that one, I don't know, but going by our goal difference, we should be getting more points, Abby.
Welcome to Up Gunners, the ultimate podcast for Arsenal football fans worldwide. You're ready to dive into the latest updates, insightful analysis, breaking news, and all things Arsenal from the perspective of a passionate Nigerian supporter. Now join me, Tony Doe, as I explore the highs, lows, and everything in between of being part of the Gunners family. So grab your jersey, settle in, and let's kick off this journey together. Up Gunners! In a commanding display at Emirates Stadium, Arsenal secured a resounding 4-1 win over Newcastle United. The match, highlighted by intense pressing and fluid attacking play from the Gunners, saw them avenge their previous defeat against the Magpies. ESPN Sports reports that Arsenal's emphatic performance was a statement of intent in the Premier League title race. Manager Mikel Arteta's side showcased their strength both in open play and from set pieces, with goals coming from Saka, Havertz, Kivior, and an own goal by Livramento. Despite a late consolation goal from former Arsenal Academy graduate Joe Willock, the Gunners' dominance was undeniable. This victory marks Arsenal's sixth consecutive league win in 2024, solidifying their position as contenders in the title race. With their impressive form and a tight race at the top, Arsenal's determination to challenge for top honours is evident, don't you think? According to EPL Index, Arsenal's defensive prowess emerges as the linchpin in their Premier League title aspirations, topping the charts for both goals scored and boasting the second least goals conceded across Europe's Big Five leagues. Arsenal's solid backline is highlighted as the unsung hero of their campaign. Under the tactical guidance of manager Mikel Arteta, Arsenal's defensive strategy, particularly in big games, has been key, conceding just 13 goals in 13 matches against top-tier opponents. The dynamic defensive duo of Gabriel and William Saliba has played a pivotal role, boasting an impressive 73% win rate when starting together. Beyond merely preventing goals, Arsenal's defensive approach emphasizes controlling the game with high pressing and effective one-on-one duels integral to their game plan. In the same vein, the overlap channel reveals Arsenal's remarkable defensive stats, boasting the fewest goals conceded and facing the least expected goals across Europe's major leagues. Under the strategic guidance of manager Mikel Arteta, Arsenal's backline shines brightest in big games, showcasing a solidity reminiscent of title contenders. The partnership between central defenders Gabriel and William Saliba stands out, significantly influencing Arsenal's defensive prowess and win percentage. Arteta's tactical acumen is on full display, with innovation formations and player roles enhancing defensive stability. Notable signings like Declan Rice and Kai Havertz reinforce Arsenal's commitment to defensive solidity. As Arsenal's defensive fortress strengthens, pundits speculate whether it's enough to edge out seasoned rivals Manchester City and Liverpool in the race for the Premier League title. With every clean sheet, Arsenal's aspirations soar higher, fueled by the belief that their defense could be the ultimate game changer in the quest for silverware. Arsenal's quest for the Premier League title receives a significant boost as club icon Ian Wright expresses confidence in their chances to clinch the coveted trophy. Following a convincing 4-win victory over Newcastle United, Mikel Arteta's side is now just 2 points behind league leaders Liverpool. Wright emphasizes Arsenal's improved form and goal-scoring prowess, highlighting their recent surge in goals, which has propelled them to the top of the goal difference chart among title contenders. In an interview with Nigerian Daily The Punch, African China shared his passion for both music and football, revealing his unwavering support for Arsenal Football Club. The iconic musician didn't hesitate to name Bukayo Saka as his standout player, praising the youngster's exceptional talent and composure on the field. He also reminisced about iconic players like Thierry Henry and shared his hopes for Arsenal's success in the current season. African China, whose real name is Chinagorom Onwuah, is known for his contributions to the Nigerian music scene, particularly in the early 2000s. He gained fame for his unique style of music and became popular for his socially conscious lyrics, often addressing issues such as corruption, poverty, and social injustice in Nigeria. Some of his notable songs include Mr. President and Crisis. Former footballer and pundit Peter Crouch weighs in on Arsenal's Premier League prospects, tipping them as serious contenders for the title. Citing their recent resurgence under manager Mikel Arteta, particularly notable wins against top-tier opponents like Liverpool, Crouch suggests Arsenal is firmly back in the race alongside Liverpool and Manchester City. Despite the optimism, caution is advised, emphasizing the need for consistency in performance throughout the season. FIFA has approved a nationality switch for Arsenal's goalkeeper Arthur Okonkwo. Born in London, Okonkwo is now eligible to represent the Super Eagles of Nigeria in international competitions, marking a pivotal moment in his career and adding to Nigeria's goalkeeping options. Bred in Arsenal's prestigious academy, the towering goalkeeper has captured hearts with his exceptional talent and unwavering determination. With lightning reflexes and a knack for making impossible saves, he quickly became a fan favorite. Loan spells at Crewe Alexandra and Sturm Graz showcased Okonkwo's prowess, earning him praise and admiration from all corners. Now donning the jersey of Wrexham, he continues to shine with remarkable performances on the field, proving he's destined for greatness. Yet, it's not just his skills that make him special. It's Okonkwo's humility and relentless work ethic. Despite the fame, he remains grounded and focused on reaching new heights in his footballing journey. Robbie Lyle, also known as Don Robbie, is the founder of Arsenal Fan TV, AFTV. It's an online platform that has become a sensation among football fans worldwide. Starting with humble beginnings of interviewing disgruntled Arsenal fans outside the Emirates Stadium, Robbie's venture has now amassed over 1.5 million subscribers and over a billion views on YouTube. Transitioning from a career in the civil service and later as a property surveyor, Robbie's passion for Arsenal and desire to provide fans with a platform to voice their opinions led to the creation of AFTV in 2012. Despite facing skepticism and criticism, Robbie persevered, eventually quitting his day job to focus on AFTV full-time. Through dedication and innovation, Robbie has transformed AFTV into a thriving business with a team of about 15 members. Despite his success, Robbie remains grounded, reinvesting profits back into the channel and emphasizing the importance of quality content. A true Arsenal fan at heart, Robbie continues to inspire budding entrepreneurs and football enthusiasts alike with his remarkable journey.
You cannot look at what Arsenal are doing at the moment and just look at it and think it's just a little luck, lucky streak or whatever. You can't go out week in, week out and be destroying teams. We destroyed Liverpool here. We scored 3-1, yep. Even scored their goal, yep. Right? You know what I mean? They didn't even have a shot on target in the game. A very good Newcastle side. We put, you know, it's 4-0 up until right near the end. Mm-hmm. 6 past West Ham away. You know, 5 last week. Yeah. It's not a coincidence what's going on. I know a lot of people are referring to...
That's a wrap for today's episode of Up Gunners, and I hope you enjoyed delving into the world of Arsenal Football Club with me, Tony Doe. Don't forget to subscribe to stay up to date with all future episodes. If you have any thoughts, questions or suggestions, feel free to reach out to me at upgunnerspodcast@gmail.com. Upgunnerspodcast@gmail.com. I'm active on Twitter as well at UpgunnersNG, active on Facebook at UpgunnersNG. We're also on Instagram at UpgunnersNG. Until next time, keep the gunner spirit alive and remember, Upgunners!